The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. It's a beautiful day out there. It's a great weekend. If you have a chance, go on out and experience that. Feel it, because you'll never be able to do this weekend again. So we talk about meditation all the time, and today I want to talk a little bit more about that. Just so you can understand the importance of it, it reduces your stress, it'll make you grow, it'll repair the body, you'll live happy and stress-free, happier and stress-free. And most importantly, it will align your body the way it is supposed to be. It reminds me of this story. Three men are laying on the beach beside their fishing boat. Another man walked by and saw them and wondered why such early morning they're laying by their boat relaxing. So he approached them and said, "Why are you guys just laying here and not doing anything? It's an early day. It's a brand new day. It's a good day." Oh, and the men responded by saying, "I was out already. I did my fishing. I caught my fish and I sold it to the market. And now it's time to lay back and relax and enjoy life." The gentleman said to them, "Well, you should go out and do it again. Repeat it. Make some more fish. Make some more money." The three men said, "Well, we've made enough. We've done ours for the day already. Why would we need more?" The man said, "Of course, you can get more fish. You'll have more money. You could get more boats and hire more people and do more work." And the man says, "Well, why would we do that?" He says, "If you continue this, and then the end of your life, you could just lay back, enjoy the day, and relax." And they responded by saying, "I'm doing that right now." I say all that to say, enjoy the life now, because now is the moment. Don't wait for that great dream that won't come true to live it later, because in every case, tomorrow never comes. Welcome, everybody, to the Barrington Awaken Show. We talk about raising you to a higher level of spirituality. We wake you up at a higher level of consciousness. We want you to know that you are the boss and you are able to do all the things that you desire in your life. You've got the tool that is required to make anything you want from life come true. You just have to know the method in which to take this path. This is where we come in and we wake you up, telling you that you are the driver. Every single tool that you need to succeed in anything you want to do is within you. And it's up to you to go in there and find that tool and use it for what it's intended for. Wake up. Understand that there's more to your life than you know. and understand that you are the most important person that exists. You are equal to all and lesser to none. You are created and made the same way that everybody else who walks this planet has been created. We all start the same way, and we'll all finish the same way. Therefore, they can't be a different one. When you see the snowflakes fall, they all look the same, but they're all different. When you wake up and realize who you are, you'll understand that you are the boss of you. And nobody else can tell you what your purpose is. You're the only one that'll ever know that. We encourage everyone to meditate. Open the mind. Connect yourself to all that there is. The exterior soul will reconnect with the interior soul, which is in you. You are part of it. You are part of the great ocean. You may consider yourself just a little drop, but you do make the entirety of the ocean because you connect to it. We are all the same. So we wake up and come to that realization. We want you to wake up and come to that realization. Nobody has an advantage on you. Whatever it is that you desire, spend some time in learning about it. Spend some time in practicing it. And then inevitably, you become it. We all have the same potential. Nobody walks this planet is better than you. And vice versa. I need to say that. Welcome to the program, everybody. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Like I said earlier, it's a beautiful day. I want to welcome all the longtime listeners, people from all around the world who's listening to this program. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. And I always say, welcome home, because this is home. We're going to talk a little bit about the reset of ourselves. But I want to mention a few shows back, maybe quite a few months ago, of course, we talk about COVID because it was the most prevalent thing on everybody's mind. And now it seems to be on the receding end. Therefore, it is fair to say this too has passed. We're living our lives. I was out yesterday mingling with a whole group of people, and we're back to normal. The cities are coming back with their programs, and people who want to are going back to work, and we're going back to the way things maybe hopefully better than they were, but we're definitely going back away from the COVID pandemic. So we have to say, welcome back. And a lot of us people are facing hardships. A lot of people has lost their jobs, and we all know somebody who's lost a life and so on in this. But that segment has passed, and we're trying to rebuild to come to a new world. It's a little tough out there economically. It's killing a lot of people because I think the reset is necessary. But unfortunately, a lot of people are feeling the squeeze and the pinch. And if you could see where we live and see the gas pumps, you'll definitely agree with us. And the price hike in food is just really hard. However, we are on the way back. Therefore, there will become a medium where we handle it and deal with it and accept it for what it is. We're happy now that COVID's a past thing, or at least the lockdown is a past thing. And we're moving towards something more productive. The change will, of course, make things rattle a little bit because that's how life works. Soon enough, it will stabilize. I can't tell you when, how, but I could tell you soon enough it will stabilize, and we will have a norm again. So for all of us, everybody around the world who's experienced it, and I don't think there's one person on the planet could tell you that they weren't a part of it or didn't understand it or it wasn't even aware of it. So the entire planet at the same time, for the very first time in our existence, was dealing with this pandemic. First time ever. So the reset will take some time. It needs to, and we will create our norm again. And we will move on because this has passed. And I'm really glad to say that. Talking about living a spiritual life, and what does it mean? And do we even understand? Do we understand it? Do we know what our purpose is? And why do we want to live a spiritual life? Well, this may sound a little bit morbid to some, but we are walking in a path that inevitably comes to an end. every single one of us are on this path, and it will come to an end. Therefore, in the midst of it all, you have to make do, as we say, make hay while the sun shines, or something like that. We're on this path, and it is morbid for me to say, but it will come to an end. What do you do in the meantime? How do you live your life in the meantime? Do we feel that we should be running for this great prize to accomplish our goals or that we've set for ourselves or somebody else has set for us? Do we need to run out and build a great legacy so we could die and leave it to someone else? How do we conduct ourselves between birth and death? And do we need to hustle and build things and store things away and save and do all these things because we think we're running out of time or because we feel it's necessary? How was this designed? We don't know how. I don't know how it was designed for you or for the majority of the people, because that's your purpose and you're the only one that can understand that. But as I look at life myself, I can say that once you've gone through the race of building maybe the family or the business or climbing the corporate ladder, and you've taken the kids to Little League game and you've traveled all these things, after you've done all that, you will come to a point in your life where you say, okay, so now what? Or what's next? What is next? Well, I was having a conversation with somebody a while back, and it's sad to say, again, here's that morbid thing. We're just sitting here now. If you've gone through all of that already, we're just sitting here now waiting for the end. And the horrible part about that is we're watching ourselves go down the hill where we lose the sight, the hearing, the muscle ability, the lifting, the fatigue, everything else. So you're watching yourself go down. That is what's next. How does this tie into our spiritual world? We're reconnecting ourselves to the spiritual existence of who we are. We're preparing to go back, or some people say preparing to go home. That is necessary. It's very seldom that, you know, a strong, big, healthy person just quits like that and life is over for them. It does happen, but for the majority of us, we tend to prepare ourselves to go home. To the place where there's no fear. To a place where all of life has meaning. To an understanding. And of course, to unity and to one. We have to prepare ourselves to go home. Sometimes we do it consciously. And other times it's being done by the nature's way. Like watching that beautiful rose on the center of your table die. Or the trees preparing themselves for the winter. We have to prepare ourselves to go home because it's inevitable. We're not to feel bad because we didn't hit that goal. We're not to feel bad because we didn't hit that target. We're not to feel bad because those were only our ideas as to what we thought we should do. If you didn't hit it, it means that you weren't supposed to. And you definitely don't want to give your life to accomplish a goal. When you set that goal for yourself, it's been said that God will laugh because he's got other plans for you. His plans are different than yours. And because you don't really know his plans until you know your purpose, you may be fighting against the grade. You may be running up the hill when you're not supposed to. Or digging a ditch where you don't need one. We need to prepare ourselves for going home and enjoying the moments that you have left for that. Again, this is a bit morbid and I get it, but we need to prepare ourselves. The ideas that we've had, when you turn a certain age, you realize they are not realistic. When you get to a certain point, they're not as important. When you've gone further or longer on your journey, you find them redundant. but preparing ourselves to go home. Is you spend time with you and knowing who you are, accepting who you are, where you are in life. That is the key. Accepting who you are, knowing who you are, and accepting where you are in life. You're connecting yourself back to the spiritual existence. You're relearning or reminding yourself of what you already knew as we prepare ourselves. We're slowly letting go of that great force that was given to us by society as we're preparing ourselves to go home. The spiritual knowledge that comes with this, it allows you to put down the extra load that you're carrying. It allows you to step away from what is not important. It allows you to get into yourself and understand your purpose and understanding yourself as we prepare ourselves to go home. The journey has changed. And for a lot of us, what we set out to do in our younger years, you get older and you're realizing, wow, was I ever off? I thought I'd be the fisherman, but no, I'm the cook or the baseball player or whatever the case is. But it's usually off because the plans that we tend to make for ourselves, or our parents has made for us, or society has made for us, they're usually not the idea, same as the ideas that we had as to what we wanted. I've talked many times about kids coming out of high school and being forced into a position or a career or choice, and often enough it's made by the parent. And that could very well be the total opposite of what they wanted to do. So we make our choices for them where we're not supposed to. Not running down that rabbit hole today. I'm simply saying, preparing ourselves to go home. It is necessary. With you or without you, it's going to happen. With your participation or not, it's going to happen. Unwillingly, it's going to happen. You are going to go home. Connecting yourself to the spiritual existence aids the journey for home, meaning you will accept more of who you are, what your limitations are. Preparing yourself, because it's going to happen. As if you're heading out for the day and you could see that it may rain, you will bring an umbrella. You're preparing yourself for what's coming. Being in the spiritual life, spiritual existence, you need to understand what's coming, because it is coming for everybody. Preparing yourself to go home is necessary. It's a part of the kit. Look in there, look in your toolbox. You'll see the preparation tools. As you lighten your load, as you relax, nurture the body as best as you can. Take care of it. It is number one. You are preparing yourself to go home. There's a lot of people out there, companies are trying to sell you youth. It is not possible. Youth is not for sale. Every now and again, I hear people say they found the fountain of youth, or use this cream, or use this, that. No, no. It's them making money and you buying false hope. When the time has come, it will happen. And there's not a formula. There's certain things out, a lot of things out there could slow it. But for what reason? You want it to take longer? Express yourself by knowing who you are and accepting the fact that you are going to prepare yourself to go home. Very morbid topic today. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Have we got any...
We have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken, of course, with your host, Barrington. And you could write to us with a question or a comment. Our email address is instudio101 InStudio101@gmail.com. That's InStudio101@gmail.com. Annie wrote in, and Annie said, I absolutely love the boat story. It's amazing. And that was your story, I guess, at the beginning of the show. Thank you, Annie. We appreciate that. Charles writes in, he said, if there's no God and no big man up in the sky, how were we created then? Think about it. Something had to touch it off. We weren't just brought up from the sea like people say. Something had to make us. And that's from Charles. Chad wrote in and says, enjoying the show. Always positive to hear what you talk about, Barrington. And that's from Chad. And lastly, Lance wrote in, you mentioned home. Where exactly is home? Welcome home. Go home. We are home. We're not home. We're doing this for home. What exactly is home? That's from Lance. And back to you.
That's a good question. Where is home? When I refer to welcome home on the program, it's saying come back to what you're familiar with, what you should know, how you should live your life, where all the things that identifies you is there, where you feel most comfort or most happy, where you can relate to the things and identify with the things that's around you. It's different than a house or an apartment. Home is where the heart is, and it's what you feel or what you connect to, and it's that feeling you get when you walk in, and this is home. It's not necessarily a four square building or anything like that. It is the heart is where the home is. When I speak of spirituality and I speak of home, I'm bringing you back to the connection of what you're familiar with, which is the spiritual existence of life. That is home. The spiritual existence of life that ties you to all that there is, that connects you to everything that exists, that makes you a part of everything that you've ever seen, feel, and hear. You're connected. You're home. Welcome home. Welcome to the thing that makes you feel good and should make you feel good and you're familiar with. And your most comfort zone is home. Have you ever taken a vacation and you're loving the vacation, but at a certain point you're like, oh, I'm disconnected. I need to go home. You feel separated. Home is the thing that you're most connected to. You are home when you're in the spiritual existence or you're living the spiritual life. I hope that answered the question for you, Lance. And the home is where your heart is, the place where you feel the most comfortable, the place where you feel connected. It is not necessarily the building. I've lived in a house for many, many, many years, but it wasn't long after I left that I felt I created a home. Home is where the heart is. Thanks, Shad. You're loving the show. Thank you for the email. I appreciate you being there. And without you, I couldn't be here. So thank you for enjoying the show. And I do try my best to give everybody that little lift, that little pick-me-up, that bit of hope to saying you're not done until some lady sings. So you are a part of a unit that exists, and your role is as important as everybody else's role. And the show, I use this to inspire or try to influence others to find a great place within themselves to live. Thank you for all of that. Oh, Charles, that was a tough one, man. No God, no who made us, who created us. Think about it. How did we get here? You don't believe the Charles Darwin theory that we evolved from the sea and were at some point a monkey or something like that, and we've become who we are today. I think, the world is always has been, and everything that we're part of, this life, this energy, has been. Humans' existence on this planet is temporal. And I don't want to say that, but we're in a morbid show this week. But we've come and we will go. Like the dinosaurs has come and gone, and we don't know what else was here before because it's been too many years to put to numbers that this exists. Scientists will challenge that, but the energy of what makes us life, what gives us life, has always been, had to have always been. They say it's that theory, it's the Big Bang. Darwin had its own theory. Who made us? Time made us. And of course, there is no such thing as time. So we just are. We're just here. So given enough time or enough space, if you want to call it that, something else will evolve. We are changing. If you see the human beings, we're taller than we used to be. Maybe it's by the food or the drugs that we're taking, but we do evolve. We are changing. Is it going to happen in our lifetime or maybe 10, 15 generations from now? We don't know because there's no concept to time. We adapt to the elements that exist on the planet and we react to it. And if you're in the southern part near the equator, you're probably going to be a lot darker than if you were in the northern part far away from the equator and the meridian. You know, you will, because we will adapt to that lifestyle where you live. The people in the central part of close to the equator, they would have to have more resistance to the high heat, to the sun. So the body creates that protection. When you're not there, you may not need, you will not need as much of a protector or resistance from the natural elements. So your body will adapt to that element. We've been created, we're being evolved. And if we live in this country, if the dark people were to move north, eventually, within time, they will look like everybody else who lives in the north because they live in the north. And vice versa, if you were to transfer back into a warmer climate, the body will, within generation, create the protection from where you are. That is inevitable. Who created us? I would say what, or you could say God and you'd be accurate, because all of what exists is the God. The God is you. The God is the cat that you're nurturing, or the fish that's in the bowl, or the, you know, the God is everything that you see. So it is accurate to say God created us. It's absolutely accurate to say we were created by God. Because through time, change is inevitable. The planet changes, we change, everything moving along will change. Who created us? The short answer is God. What you should try and figure out, or anybody should try and figure out, what or who is God? So the answer to the question in the short form is yes, we were created by God. The difficult part, or the little bit more involved, is what is the God? Welcome to spirituality. You're on your way. You'll get that answer if you don't have it already. Annie, thank you. The boat story I heard many, many, many years ago, and it just stuck with me, and it makes perfect sense that once you don't have to climb the hill as fast as you can. Just take your time. Inevitably, you climb the hill, and then eventually we go over the hill and then down the hill and just keep going down after that. But the point is, the story tells that we should just enjoy the life. It is enjoy the life. That's what the story is saying. Enjoy the life and do not wait for another day. Do not think that when you get to a certain age, you're going to retire and you're going to travel and you're going to do all these things and be more social. And well, the bad thing is, a lot of us don't make it there. And if we do make it there, we're too old and too tired. Probably some of us too broke because we didn't make the money. But the point is, your idea that you're setting up, you're doing this in your 20s or 30s or maybe teens. And when you get to that age, those ideas are not as important to you anymore. Your ideas will change. When you're a teenager and you're being told to get into this position or that position for life to happen, when you get a little older, realize that it's not really what you wanted to do in the first place. We're making plans for our old age when we don't even know what that's like. We're comparing it to the old person across the street, or the young person down the, you know, we're just making a comparison. You can't actively make the decision until you're there, because you could put all these things in place and you don't make it, or somebody else takes it from you, or an illness takes you out. Enjoy the life. Live today as if it's your last day. Live, enjoy the life. That's the bottom line. Take care of the body. It'll carry you further. Nurture it properly. And then, you know, treat it right. But the boat story, Annie, is, I hope a lot of people can get the true meaning of it and relate to it and apply it to their everyday life. To their everyday life. Add this to your everyday life. Take a step towards accepting what's coming, preparing yourself to go home. So we talked about, I went into meditation just a wee bit as the show began, and I want to tap on that again because I find it really important. And, you know, to go to the question I had a minute ago from Charles, and he was saying there's no God, and or what created it or how and whatever. Well, if you truly understand who you are, you will have all those answers. Once you identify yourself, you will know your purpose, and all the answers are there for you. The truth is in front of you. You will never have to ask another question again because you have the answer to it in certain situations. We meditate for that reason. We open our minds for that reason. We connect to all that there is, the great wave, for that reason. We want the wisdom that we're supposed to have for that reason. You want to know how to live your life for the same reason. So you meditate. You connect yourself to the all that there is, to the great wave. When you're on your computers and you're trying to connect to the entire world, you have to plug in or connect to the Wi-Fi or do something. Having it on your desk, just sitting there, doesn't serve your purpose anymore, because everything we do tend to be or want to connect to all that there is, which is, you know, same concept for us and our souls and the spiritual world. In order to get to that form, we talk about meditation. Yoga does the same thing, by the way. If you're into an awesome yoga program, stay with it. You are meditating every minute you're doing yoga, and it's going to realign everything about your body, because the meditation itself realigns, recalibrate, reset. And if you're carrying the stress, if you're having a hard time sleeping, practice your meditation. If you're having a hard time dealing or managing with stress, practice your meditation. If you're having a lot of anger that you're carrying within yourself, practice your meditation. If you're feeling a little insecure or a lot, any sort of insecurity whatsoever, practice your meditation. It aligns you to your purpose. You will truly learn never to compare yourself to another, because it's not fair. It is not fair for you to compare yourself to another, because there isn't another you. We just have to figure out what position, what place we fit in. Where do we fit in? Do not spend any of your time trying to compare yourself to another group, family, race, culture. No, you are you. And don't be fantasizing about being that other, because you're wasting all of you. You're giving you up to take someone else on. You're giving up what is naturally yours to take on the identity of somebody, and you'll never get it right because you're not them. You can get close, but it disturbs me that you want to get so close to someone else that you have given up all of your greatness, because yours is the same as everybody else's, including that idea, that icon, that group that you may be chasing after. Wake up. Wake up. Do this meditation or yoga and make it a part of your everyday life. You will truly understand way more about life, more about yourself. How do you conduct yourself as a member in that group You might be a father, but you're also a son, and you might be a brother, but there's a mother, and there's a little bits of all the family within you. Little bits of all your family is within you. And you have to play that role when you're in the presence of that family member. I'm a good brother when I'm with my brothers. I'm a great dad when I'm with my son, but I'm a humble son when I'm with my mother. So you're playing all these roles within yourself. Learn how to compartmentalize them, but take care of number one, which is you. You have to focus on the you factor and not in an egoic way. Find yourself. And see the, when you're playing the different roles, you're playing the brother, or you're playing the dad, or you're playing the son, or the boss, or the co-worker, or maybe just a passenger in the car. You play these roles, and that's all we do. We play these roles, a guest at somebody's house, or a host at your house, or, you know, company to the bus driver. You're playing a role in life. In order to do all these things, you must know yourself. We have to ask you to find you, and then you could effectively say, okay, now I'm playing that person. Now I'm playing this person, and so forth and so on. Now, all of this brings you to, if you meditate, it will organize and put you or mend the way you're supposed to live if it is broken. Meditation will allow you to connect to all that there is, and you will be more aware, more alert, more prepared to take on these challenges that will come to you, because that's what challenges do. They just find you. When you open up yourself to meditation, you're accepting the connectivity between you and nature. You are releasing the lid from the jar and allowing the air that's within the jar to circulate within all the air that's around it. It's all connected. It's all one. Only that some was trapped in this small little container for a long time, and now you're meditating, allowing it to connect to everything that's around. The ideas that you have will change, may change, I should say, may change. The way you view life may change. The truth that you thought was the truth, that may change. The stories that you've heard and you've believed your entire life, that may change. Everything that about you may change. But is the change for the better? Because if you're not feeling all that secure with yourself and you meditate, that change is welcome, because it's confidence that you will gain, and strength, wisdom and knowledge, and all the other thing that comes along with it. If it's anger or fear, those will change. And once you can eliminate the fear, you will see the smoke is cleared and everything else is just awesome. Same for anger. All of it. Preparing, today we're talking about preparing yourself to go home, and I'm talking, trying to get you to connect to the source and live more of a spiritual life while you're in the physical body. The spiritual life will take you home, will teach you how to act or how to live, how to conduct life, how to be with other people in any form. So by meditating, you're allowing the connectivity to reconnect you, or to remind you of the connection that you have with the entire planet. Reconnect, to recalibrate, to reset. Because you are going back into a spiritual existence. The body has a shelf life. And gets to a point where it becomes expired, like a lot of things on the shelf. How do you prepare yourself for that moment after, or to get there? And it is not by fear. It will remove the fear when you start preparing yourself to go home, because you realize it is a beautiful place where there is no fear. Aging and going on in years is not a fearful thing, though others may tell us that and try to sell you things to prevent or slow it. Live healthy. That will slow it. Eat the right foods. Take care of the body. That will slow it. Exercise, and it's 15 to 20% of the exercise that's going to make your body well. The other 75 or so percent of it is the food that's going to do the most damage, the best cure for you. The food is 75 to 80% the care for you. So choose your food wisely. If it's alcohol or tobacco or drugs or anything else, those things, if you're able to put them away, remove them from the list of things you want to do. Remove them if you're able. If you meditate, it'll show you the path. It'll give you the guidance. It could take away the cravings. It will help you to get to that point to live the best life possible, the best human life possible. And this is not restricted to the age. It's for everybody at any age. If we're not serving our ego and we're not trying to keep up with the Joneses, what are we doing? What should we be doing? We're told that's the best method. We get to a stage of life where we understand that's the worst method. Don't allow anybody to sell you youth, because that's not possible. They're just taking your money or filling your head with ideas. Youth is not for sale. Or if it did exist for us at this age, we wouldn't be able to afford it. We'd have to spend the entire life to acquire it. Protect what you have. Take care of your own asset. Live well. Eat the right foods. Follow your gut. This is the advice. Follow your gut. Now, how do you get to all these things? You get there through opening up yourself to accepting what exists in the universe through the method of meditation or the method of yoga. And meditation or yoga could be done at any time. And you're walking down the road, you could be meditating or doing yoga. The same thing. And it does. One is more of a physical added to the body. The other one, of course, is all mental through the mind. Emptying the brain, allowing the brain to slow down, stopping the activities of the brain, just allowing it to just chill while you allow all the goodness of the entire world, of the entire planet, universe, to come into you, and you reconnect to the entire universe because you are a part of the entire universe. All that exists in the universe exists within you, in our planet. So you're reconnecting to that source. This is preparing to go home. If you could give yourself 3 minutes in the morning when you wake up to practice your meditation, I'm not telling you by the end of the week you're going to have it under control or the end of the month, but just make it a part of your life as you would coffee or the morning drive. And allow it to seep in within you, and eventually it will guide you. You'll make the decisions according to that spiritual existence because of that spiritual mind. You will learn to say to the ego, back up, step out. You'll accept the fact that we're not supposed to be running after this fictitious dream eventually. But you have to, like any good practice, practice it and make it step by step by step by step into your everyday existence. Everything about you will change. Wake up. Let's try to reset, and waking up is what we need to do. Do we have any other emails there, sir?
We have two that came in, actually. Pete wrote in a few minutes ago, And he says, you stated that God could be anything, a cat, fish, etc. What about my boat? I love my boat. Is my boat a god? And that's from Pete. Thank you, Pete. You're a funny guy. Francis wrote in and said, meditation regarding it. Is it better to meditate inside or outside? I heard pros and cons for both. And that's back to you.
Well, thank you for that. I've not heard the cons of meditation in either sense of it. Meditating in and out is it makes no difference. You know, the air that's in your house or in the building or in your car or wherever is the same air that's on the exterior of that same piece of property. And it doesn't matter if you're doing it in or out. I say do it in a peaceful, relaxed environment. For a lot of people, they like to be in nature when they're meditating, and others just set up a nice little corner in their house somewhere that they call my meditation table or point or place. It's the same thing. You're just opening the mind. The thoughts, imagine your thoughts being restricted to the building inside of the house, you see, and what you want to do is trying to, you cannot think of anything exterior of the house. Imagine that. And then all of a sudden somebody opens the door or the windows or take the roof off, and then boom, you're connected to the entire planet. That's the process of meditation. So you doesn't matter to if you're doing it in the house or out the house, outside house. It's the same. You're reconnecting to all that there is. And I have not heard the cons of meditation, or the inside versus the outside, if that's what you're referring to. Maybe outside you're more distracted, or inside you're, I don't know, too cold. Whatever the case may be, meditation is meditation, and wherever you do it, enjoy doing it, and please do it. It doesn't matter where you're sitting while you're meditating, because you're opening the brain to connect to all that there is, to the rest of the existence of all of mankind. So if it's not distracted, if you're comfortable, if you're you're not too hungry, and try to do your meditation with an empty stomach. There'll be a lot less things going on inside of you. I'm not saying empty, but just not after that big whopping meal. Though it's possible, maybe a little bit more difficult. So for the starters, so meditate whenever you can, wherever you can. It is no difference. Find a place that's going to be less distracting to you. And if you're thinking that meditation outside is putting you closer to the stars and the skies, no, they're within you. They're everywhere. And it doesn't have to be exterior nor interior. There's no difference. Just do it. Okay, Pete, now, is your boat God? The cat is, because all of life that exists is in the animals, and it's in us, and it's all things that lives is a part of God, as we are a part of everything that lives. That's, I could say yes in a quick case, but I think you're trying to be funny. So, is the book everything you touch? You're extending your ability, you're extending your powers into it. So if I pick up the pen, maybe the pen is God because I'm picking it up. But, you know, you are the God. And what you own is probably just God-like too. I just thought I'd say that. I don't know how to answer your question. Is your boat God? The quick answer is probably no. But if you think it is, by all means, it is God. Today we're talking a little bit about meditation, and I think I've said a lot about that already, and I do want to encourage you to get on that path of meditating and talk about spirituality. We talk about preparing yourself to go home. My name is Barrington. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. There's a book out there, and I get in trouble a lot because I don't mention it often enough, I guess. Awaken an Ascension Guide. Align yourself to the true purpose, to your true purpose, and only yours. It's available to you at Amazon.com. It's a book. You may enjoy the read. We have our email if you want to send us a message at any time. Awaken1308@gmail.com. We always enjoy reading what you have to say and questions that you ask, and I try my best to get back to answering all of them. We're also available on YouTube. If you were to go there and check out Barrington Awaken, and in YouTube, then you'll see some of the videos that we've installed there for you to take a look at. And it's just a matter of showing you what we're all about. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken, is our website. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. We put up our postings there. Every show that we've ever done is posted there as well. Most of them are labeled. We're working on the rest of them. And you could go there and check out your favorite show if you want to hear it again. If you want to check, tell others about it, you check out the website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Also, we talk about the show being repeated on another day. It's Thursday at 10 p.m. If you have some time and you don't have time for this show, if you want to talk, pass it on to somebody else, let them check it out. It's Thursdays at 10 p.m. between 10 and 11, same station, realityradio101.com. That's where you're going to get that from. We thank everybody for joining our show all the time. Today, the topic was a bit morbid and I understand it. But as we wind down in life, the part of what I'm trying to say is that we don't need to run this race all the way through. We don't need to run this race. If you could survive and take care of your own and handle what you need, not what you think you need, what you absolutely need, because the want is limitless. And the minute you get something and you love it for a minute, you want something different. And the minute you get that something different, you love it for another minute, you want something different. So the want is continual and it'll be there until your last days. The need is how we need to survive and do what we have to do and be tolerant. So that's what you need to do. Be tolerant to everybody and get along with yourself. And if you're getting along with yourself, awesome. There's a good chance that you don't have a dispute with anybody else because you're having a good time on your own and you don't need to blame anyone for your downfall that you think is a downfall or blame anyone for being above or what you perceive as being above because we have the same abilities. If you're spending your time trying to stop others from growing, you're wasting your time and that's wrong and all you're doing is making them stronger. Learn to appreciate you for who you are. The quality. If you could look in the mirror one day, look yourself in the eyes and say, I am very confident with who I am, where I am, what I am, all these things, then you're doing awesome. Work on identifying you and accepting you for who you are. You're well in the race. Learn. It's hard for a lot of people to do that simply because they're probably raised a certain way and told certain things and you can't do this or you're not good at that or this is not for you. And this is just other people saying that to you. And a lot of times, and I've heard this too many times, where others, their dreams or their hope or what they wanted in life was crushed by people, other people telling them that they can't be that or do that. Or act that way. And they give up on it. Once you find the true you, nobody could push you off your path because you know who you are and you're not guessing it. I think somewhere in our society, we want our children to leave high school and figure out what they want to do for the rest of their lives, for the next 60 years or however long they live. And that's not even close to being possible. They don't know yet. Because they haven't found who they are. Therefore, they can't determine what they like. Find you. This is a spiritual journey we talk about. Find you. And knowing thyself will allow you to figure out which road to take, which path to be on. If you're getting your ideas from a group of people or a single individual who's telling you how they think you should live, they might be misinformed because they don't know you. I don't even think they know themselves, but they don't know you regardless. Find your path. How do you get to this finding your path thing? Open yourself to the universe, practice your meditation, practice it, make it a part of your everyday life. Give it 3 minutes in the morning before you walk out the door, or one if that's all you've got. 1 minute. Take 1 minute and just sit there for the 1 minute and allow the brain not to create any thoughts for you, or not to run down the rabbit hole when a thought pop up, because it will. But if you could take 1 minute and start there, and then you can expand that 1 minute into as many hours as you need as you take this journey. But start. Take a step. Walk towards the home that you're getting to, that you will get to. The important thing is to know thyself. Allow your spiritual sense to grow. Rid yourself of the evil thoughts that you may have for others. That is a key to allowing you to grow. If you're busy holding down this person from achieving, you can't be achieving much either, because you're too busy holding down. Find thyself. Tap into the spiritual world. Accept meditation as a part of your life, or yoga, physical yoga. It makes you feel awesome after you finish doing it too. So practice it and make it a part of your everyday life as you would the morning coffee or the tea or whatever it is. Just make this something that you will do. Wake up. Wake up. We're talking about preparing yourself for the inevitable, preparing yourself for the going home. The act that you carry with you now, every day as you wake up, you are showing this to others unknowingly. How you conduct your life when you're with others, you're teaching them. Do you want them to have that education? Or you think you're doing a good job of hiding it? The ones that are with you, they're learning from your action, not necessarily the words you use. Because your mouth can tell a lot of lies, but the body doesn't know how to do that. The body cannot tell a lie. So your actions are a great teacher to the ones that are around you. I say all that to say, if there's anyone looking up to you, following your guidance, be prepared or make sure that you're doing it with the heart's intent. You can't be pretending you're something else and saying another thing. Your action is the teacher for the people that surrounds you. How does he or she act? That's how they're learning. Especially your young ones, your children. The young ones are definitely paying close attention to what you do, how you do it. How do you react to certain things? What's your answer? Not an answer. What's your reaction to certain things? You know what I mean? Learn that the action that you put out there, others are learning from it. So if you're trying to set a good example, make sure you have a good heart to set a good example. If you're trying to educate somebody to be a good person, make sure that your heart is in the path of a good person. Because they are going to do, they will do, we will do what I see you're doing. Not so much of what I've heard that you're thinking about doing. Follow the path of a person who's righteous, you will learn the steps of a righteous person. If you follow the heart of that criminal intent, you will learn what their heart is. The heart is teaching the method. The heart is guiding the body. And the body will deliver the message to those who are looking on. I just thought I'd say that. Thank you very much for being a part of the show today. Thank you, everybody, for their emails. I hope I got through answering all the questions that were laid out. And I appreciate you calling in because you love the show. You could contact us at any time. I've given you the email a few times. It's out there. The book is available for you. You're listening to Barrington, and as we come to the end of our show today, I want to remind you to be a good person. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.